And not scoring goals.
Yeah.
Seemed like they had a pretty good night.
Yeah, they got three tonight. Different situations. Picked one up on the empty net. But it was good to see those guys get on the board. They played hard. Did some good things. And stick with it. You knew it was a matter of time before it came. And it was a big game from those guys. And we needed it on a night like tonight. You know, finishing out the road trip.
It seemed like overall that was kind of what you wanted to look like from almost from start to finish.
I liked their game. You know, best part of it, definitely the second period. But disciplined, you know, it was hard working. We were played with a good conscience again on the defensive side of things. I thought we closed pretty quickly, had some good sticks, took care of the net front pretty well. I mean, they can be a dangerous offensive team, both off the rush and in ozone play, putting a lot of pucks here. But we did a nice job protecting that area for the most part. It's a pretty good effort from our guys tonight.
What was the, did you get an explanation from the officials about what happened there with the no goal in the second period?
Yeah, like it was gloved in. So Toronto looks at it. Yeah, not a reviewable one, so there's no challenge. Toronto looks at it just like it kicked in.
Cam Carr scores in his 400th game. I mean, we talked about him earlier, but he gets you guys going. How important was that goal? Just start showing, just to see the puck out of the net.
Yeah, I think it's, he had a great night, man. He was really good tonight. I thought it started with his breakouts. Under pressure, lots of contact from their forecheck, and he was able to, you know, make his way out of some of that contact and use his legs and skated up the ice and was part of the rush attack. That goal, you know, we built it over a couple shifts, got some pucks back to our D. We had some good looks from our D. Goalie made some saves. They had some blocks. We were trying to track down some rebounds. We just kind of stuck with it. And we had one play to the net, and then Marty retrieved it and got it up to Kale. And, you know, when he gets in that area, you like his chances. If he hits the net, then it's going to go in. And it's a big goal. I think, you know, you get on the board and you start feeling it a little bit. And I think that carried over in the second period for us.
Scott Wedgwood had the shot off his collarbone in the third period. Is that a scenario where, like, in a different situation, you might have thought about taking him out? Or was he just, he said he's fine, he's staying?
Yeah, not unless he was coming to me and saying he needed to come out, he'd be staying in.
Sure.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Yep. Appreciate it.